Back in the 1990s, if you were in the legislature and wanted to know about higher education in Michigan, you went to see State Senator Joe Schwartz, who understood it best of all. What's more, though he was a natural fiscal conservative, Schwartz was a supporter of higher education. He knew it was the path to future success for millions and hope for a better future for Michigan. Over time, I came to realize that Schwartz was somewhat of a Renaissance man. He was a railroad expert. He had distinguished careers in the CIA and the U.S. Navy before becoming an ear, nose, and throat specialist in his native Battle Creek. But he never had tunnel vision. He knew instinctively what the ancient Greeks said, that an idiot is one who takes no part in civic affairs. Schwartz served on his city's commission, then as Battle Creek's mayor, before serving 16 years in the state senate. He wasn't a perfect politician. He didn't suffer fools and phonies very well, and sometimes had a volcanic temper. He lost several runs for higher office, but in 2004 got elected to Congress. He was in his late 60s then and was seen as the outstanding freshman in his class. But after a single term, he was defeated in the primary by Tim Walberg, a Republican far to his right. A shadowy group called the Club for Growth spent more than $1 million attacking Schwartz for his alleged liberal policies, including his belief that education was worth spending on and that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Despite appeals from both President Bush and Senator John McCain, Walberg beat Schwartz and then narrowly beat a Democratic nonentity in the general election. 2 years later, however, Walberg was ousted by Mark Schauer. But 2 years ago, Walberg beat Schauer in a rematch in what turned out to be the worst year for Democrats in modern history. The legislature redrew the district lines last year, essentially swapping out Calhoun County, where both Schwartz and Schauer live, for Monroe County. Though there's no requirement that a congressman live in the district, the idea was to eliminate Walberg's competition. Schauer is sitting this one out, but the Democrats are doing their best to recruit another prominent candidate, Joe Schwartz, who feels he doesn't really have a home in the Republican Party anymore. He tells me he's tempted, in part because he thinks he's much closer to the mainstream thinking in the district than Walberg, whose views he doesn't much respect. For years, Schwartz has been thinking of buying a condo in Ann Arbor, which is in the district and where he spends a lot of time. He would love to be back in Washington. But there's a lot to consider. Could he win? Could the Democrats come up with the kind of money it'll take to make the race competitive? And would it be worth all the aggravation in the hope of becoming a 75-year-old freshman member of what's likely to be the minority party in the House? Only Schwartz can decide that, but he's clearly the best possible challenger the Democrats could find, and it would be an act of citizenship to give the voters a legitimate choice.